This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Come Sunday morning, music lovers and lusters and collectors from all over the region will gather in the cozy confines of American Legion Post 18 in Dedham. They'll be there for a record show that happens several times a year, as it has for the past 41 years. It's a kind of pilgrimage. We went not too long ago to be among the faithful.
We're at the New England Compact Disc and Record Expo, sponsored by the Randolph Music Center for quite a long time now. It's a long tradition, a lot of loyal customers, a lot of loyal dealers. You'll meet them all today.
One of the people who keeps this record show spinning is Sheila Gold of the Randolph Music Center. She's right behind a big table of merch.
Right now, we've got albums and DVDs, CDs. We have Cruisin' Classics.
Oh, includes Chuck Berry in 1954. So there's really a market for all of this.
It's coming back very strong. Actually, we're selling more vinyl right now than we are CDs.
Now, the people who come to Sheila's show have strong opinions, not just about their taste in music, but about, say, whether vinyl beats out digital. Dealer Don DeBrew of Mansfield is pretty frank about vinyl.
Oh, it definitely is better. I mean, the quality of sound better. Compact disc is a big lie. It's compact. You can hear the hollowness in it. So, yeah, vinyl has always been the best.
And some of the people who buy that vinyl are diehards, like Bill Peverell of Watertown.
I'm 56, and I remember the days when people would, like, know that there was a Led Zepp album that was going to be released in 3 months, and they would wait, and then we would bring it, and we would bring it into the common room at my school, and we'd all sit around and silently listen to it 3 or 4 times, and because it's vinyl, and you have to flip it over, and you have to physically be with it while it's playing.
Not to mention the cover that
yeah,
you could look at.
Yeah, cover, but mostly you'd interact with the music. Because when you put CDs on, they just become background music. Like streaming music services, it doesn't even matter what you're listening to. People don't even know what they're listening to.
Well, whatever you want to listen to, sometimes you can get it for a couple of bucks, sometimes more.
Oh, my name's Gary Summers, and I am the king of pop culture. My job is to find weird stuff and sell it to weird people.
So how valuable are these albums?
Well, records can go for as low as $3 approximately for a good condition record, up to hundreds of dollars. So,
dealer Don DeBrew scored big.
I just sold a Dale Hawkins' Susie Q album for $600. The only one I've ever seen. Matter of fact, I just saw one sold today, a Buddy Holly, That'll Be a Day with original black label. It sold for $500 this morning.
DeBrew says the cleaner the copy and the better the condition, the more money it's going to bring in. Right now, 80s music is big, Joy Division and punk or metal, and The Pretenders and David Bowie. But you never know when someone's searching for something way different.
Attention dealers, I have someone looking for Nana Muscuri in New York on LP. If you happen to find it in your bin, let us know.
And then there are the old 45s sold at the front of the hall by David Marston of Manchester, New Hampshire.
So I'm a dealer here. In fact, I'm the dealer with the highest seniority at this show. I've been doing it almost as long as the show has been running. So that's why I have this front table space. And I just bought some records before the show started, so I'm auditioning some of them.
And you're auditioning these on a genuine Newcomb Solid State 45 player. So what's the 45 that you're spinning there now?
This is the Villette Sisters on MGM 12928, some girl group. And I Gave Him Back His Ring is the title here that I wanted to check out.
Can you play it?
Because I love him so.
The man who started the New England Compact Disc and Record Expo died a couple of years ago. There are questions as to how long it'll keep going, but the Randolph Music Center says it'll be there as long as there are dealers and people who enjoy the music.